Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, this is your Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, mateys!
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
You'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key. Love, it's reality games, let's love.
We are here!
Okay, this is a lot.
And y'all are already drunk as fuck.
Jesus.
It's going to be one of those shows.
Yeah, most of it is my family.
Yeah, I can tell.
Ooh. Hi, sir.
That's true.
Y'all, there's some trade in the place
tonight.
Wow,
look at this crowd. Woo! Look.
I can see.
Oh, I see everybody out there.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
I can already tell you, I'm going to be so distracted by your entire family.
My Aunt Darla just flipped me off.
She went,
double it. She's here. Ask her the story. Lord help. This is going to be off the rails.
It's a mixture of real life and show life, and I'm not sure I like it.
I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm very vulnerable right now.
Thank you for coming.
Welcome, Dallas.
Yes. We brought you beautiful, beautiful weather.
And welcome from, we're in Satan's taint.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there like, just finger banging up his asshole.
Wow.
That's what it feels like here. We were in Columbus, Ohio, and it's a great city.
Yeah, we like Columbus.
I agree, Ohio. Boo! But I will say, I didn't hate Columbus, but it was so fucking hot.
It was warm.
It was freezing when we were in Chicago. So I'm thinking it's bad luck for us to tour.
Yeah. No, so, it is. Ooh, I see some backward hats in this audience
tonight. I know.
Tonight.
There's trade everywhere.
Yeah, turn it around. There you go, sugar. There we go.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Mama like.
I like that.
Look at this man. What do you think about this?
That's my cousin. Stop it. That's my cousin. That's gross.
I could take a beard ride all the way to Girthtown.
I changed his diaper. Stop it.
Even better. Tell me all about it.
Oh, gross. Oh, God.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry.
We'll talk later, cousin.
Wow. You completely distracted me.
I've got to say, there was an area over here that was supposed to be Poodle's playpen. I had all the children's wading pools stacked up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And the KY jelly dispensers.
Uh-huh.
And little
cannons. Little cowboy hats for Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was told that it wasn't wheelchair accessible.
Yeah.
So the city shut it down again.
Strict,
homophobia.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
And we have our first male megaphone.
Yeah, there
Welcome,
we go.
Welcome, megaphone.
We got a megaphone. Y'all, give it up for the studio at the factory. This place is wonderful.
This is lovely. They're very professional, and I'm glad someone is.
I'm glad someone is.
Because it's not us.
Not going to be us. Not going to be us.
I got to say, this is very exciting. You're from, I know this may be a surprise to some of you, Oklahoma.
Yes, I am. I am from.
Don't know if we've ever talked about it.
We got some Okies. Then you know all the stories are true. And you, like I said, my aunt's here, my mother's here, my brother. Ask them all. It's true.
It literally looks like we imported the first three rows from Buttfuck, Oklahoma.
They all, I don't see Oink in the pit, though.
All the Dallas people are like, oh, my God, no, I do not want to do this.
Yeah.
I can't believe these people are here.
Oink in the pit told me he was going to come, and I guess he didn't.
He's on a conference call with his law firm.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah. But you guys, you grew up, and we actually kind of met here. I went to University of North Texas.
Ha! Ha! Go Eagles. Yeah. That's what you do. Caw! Right? That's the claw.
The real,
didn't they do that at the football
game?
Mean
version of
green.
It.
I always did it real faggy. I'd be like,
caw. I'm like,
Yeah, it didn't work out well.
But I kind game. Of I spent there was a time just to I'll tell you a personal story. The show's going to be full of them tonight.
Great. Great.
There was a time when I knew I loved living in Dallas. I lived in Carrollton for a while. Big up to Carrollton. Straight out of Carrollton. But I remember thinking,
I just want someone to yell, Irving!
Capel! All those fucking towns, the Golden Triangle, there's so fucking many of them. And
Farm Road 490! No, I'm kidding. Kidding.
So, but I remember we were at JR's, the sacred kind of bougie gay club back then. It may still be.
I was more of a Roundup girl.
Yeah, sounds right. And I was sitting there, and this circle of gay friends that I had, and we were all just kind of talking and shooting the shit, and I was like, I think, just looking around, I said, I've either fucked everyone in this group, or by proxy, I've had sex with everyone. Meaning, I've had sex with you, and he had sex with you, and then I have sex. I'm like, I think it's time to leave.
He called me.
I was hitting the glass ceiling. And I love visiting, though, because Dallas people are great people.
They are great
and
people.
I love. So.
This has been our favorite venue we've done on our entire tour. Is this place right here?
Thank you.
Real. Already.
Yes. Anyway, just a little bit quick 90 Day Fiancé news before we go into the podcast.
Have y'all been hearing?
Well, Paul, which we're
not
going to talk
about
because
Paul.
Fucking Paul basically kidnapped his child. So
we can't talk about him anymore.
Fran, I'm going to be in trouble. But Chantel and Pedro are Splitsville.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, we all need to give it up for Bill Cosby, her mother, because she actually went, you're going to sauna perp, nerp, and perp, perp.
It's true. She was right.
And she was right. And I was right. So Bill Cosby was right the whole time.
Also, Chantel has a new face since the last time I've seen
her. Yeah.
She got a lot of fillers.
I'd also like to say, if Pedro's listening, I will comfort you.
Yeah. Oh.
In your... Anything
you can buy
need,
a house
really.
From him. He's a realtor now.
Yeah.
And they're splitting up, but it's not confirmed.
I hate this.
But it's very good evidence that, have you heard of human trafficking, my boy? Ronald and Tiffany are back together. Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this. If she stays with him, it's a total fucking Lifetime movie. Where he'll like stalk her and shit, and it's gonna be bad.
Just
not to
dark.
Bring everything down. He's one of the scariest people in 90 Day for me. There's a vibe about him that I feel in a bit of my stomach. Yeah,
he's gross.
Like, he is, you look in Webster's and you look at, what is toxic masculinity? It's like Ronald's potato face.
It is his potato face. I like that, like, half the women just explained, Ronald, remember the pretty girl who always shows her shoulders?
Tiffany Shoulders McGee.
Yeah. That's what they're doing right now. He's still like, I don't understand, honey.
Honey, it's not for you to understand.
It's fine. You don't need to know.
Straight men lack a gene for half of 90 Day Fiancé understanding.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
My brother called me kind of drunk last night and said, so I watched the episode, and yeah, that hot girl's a bitch. And I'm like, who the fuck is that?
That's not the way we talk about 90 Day Fiancé.
And I was like, yeah. And he's like, but, you know, the guy, the swole guy. And I'm like, what? No, who? And he's like, no, not him. I mean, the guy with the pink hair. And I'm like, this makes no sense.
I think also people should record their boyfriends and husbands talking about 90 Day.
Yes.
Because it's always inaccurate. Also, I need to say, we have a glitter penis on our stage.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can see it.
We just found it here for sound check, and we think it's a sign.
It is so appropriate. Y'all, and without further ado.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's start the podcast.
That's
why you're here.
Is that the Black Eyed Peas? No, it's a ripoff.
It's a ripoff. It's a ripoff.
Keep it going, Gary. We're going to hear this. This was the track, if you guys remember, in the infamous recording session of Jabri and David and Brandy and our beloved Space Cash.
Yes.
Don't stop moving. Keep
and
that
this
tempo.
Was what they came up with.
Stop moving. Keep that tempo. Don't stop moving. Keep that tempo. Don't stop moving.
This is totally like a Selling Sunset deep cut. From like
walking out on the street one day. I'm feeling myself. I'm gonna move that way. I'm a boss bitch.
Like new bang bangs.
I'm a boss
bitch. Clubs.
Look out for me.
I'm gonna sell some houses now.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
That's enough, Gary. Please.
Give it up for Gary in the back.
Give it up, Gary.
Ugh. All right, y'all.
Gary's so happy he gets to see his kids this weekend.
He does. Okay.
Big deal. Big deal for Gary.
This was, what did y'all think of the episode this week? We're talking about Sunday's episode. So it's a Texas-sized episode for Texas.
I'm always like, me.
Because we're doing it here and then Austin. But we thought, since we're in Dallas and since they were in Deep Ellum, we've got to talk about Patrick and Thais. I kind of was hoping they would come here.
Absolutely not. They're not going to come.
They're not going to come.
They are so under and flooded with NDAs right
that
now
they can't
because
come.
until the reunion airs, the tell-all airs, they can't say a fucking word.
No,
I know.
Who are we talking about next? I don't remember. I didn't write it down.
I could always count on you. Actually, you are correct. In the second half, we're talking about Eve and Muhammad.
I like to ride my bicycle. I like to ride it down.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're also going to be talking about Jabri and Miona.
Space Cash! It's a good episode.
We're going to save a couple for Austin. We're going to save...
We're not giving you below.
A little bit of Kara and Guillermo, the lovebirds, who have no problems...
No.
We're gonna save Bilal and Shida for that, who, wow, ex-wife came in hot this week.
Wow. Yeah, not a fan.
No, I've got to say, I just don't get why no one has an actual lawyer on this show to say, you know you can do a trust for your kids, right? That whole argument about a pernerp doesn't mean shit if you just do a fucking trust for your kids.
What Papa Mar did, that's the way it works.
Everyone does it.
Everyone does it.
It is such, oh God, it makes
it much easier. Well, it does. Anyway.
Makes it much easier to divorce.
It does.
So
we're going to, Austin's going to get Ari and Benny and then Bilal.
And Ari and Benny. Now, I will say, I have a lot to say about Ari and Benny. It is going to be the crown jewel of Austin.
I forgot to tell you. So
I love unannounced reveals. on podcasts.
Like a dumb American, I was in an Uber, and so the guy's talking to me, and he's like, oh, what are you here for? And I said, told him why. And he's like, he said, oh, I'm not from Dallas. And I was like, well, where'd you move from? And he's like, oh, I moved from Ethiopia. And we're talking about Ethiopia. And I said,
do you know Baby Cool?
I actually said, one of the people is from Ethiopia. He said, apparently he says he's very famous. And I said, yeah. And I said, have you ever heard of like a musician, a singer named Benny or Binium?
He goes by Baby Cool.
Oh, he does. I didn't know that. And so
it's not your job to know, obviously.
It's not my job. And so anyway,
fuck.
He said, I don't know him. He's not famous. And I went, you're right.
Someone's the arbiter of Ethiopia.
Very, I know. I thought, well, I kind of thought it was a bigger country.
All right. Nope. All right.
The shade, yes, shade.
Let's jump into this.
We're
out in Deep Ellum.
We are.
I got to say, y'all, before we move on, before I moved to L.A., when I would go out in Deep Ellum, first of all, you made sure your life insurance was up to date. Maybe that hasn't changed. But there were like 4 bars. Now there are like 400.
A lot of bars, yeah.
There was a bar. I'm just doing this right now. There's a bar I used to go to called The Grapevine. Is it still open? It closed. I loved that place. It was such a cool vibe. We went to a place last night with a former flame of mine.
You went to, not me.
Called the Twilight. No, we went to. Called the Twilight Lounge. I liked it. Yeah. All right. That's enough sharing.
Yeah. I got to get Poodle out of the city because every night, this is what he'll say. I'm like, well, do you want to like rehearse or go there? No. It's fine. I'm just going to have a night in. And I cut to the next morning. What'd you do? Oh, I went out. Someone just called me. An old suitor just came beckoning back, and I didn't know what to do. He saw me on Grindr, and I said, I think I remember you. If I don't get him out of this city, his butthole's just going to fall out.
Ka-chunk. So let's go on. We're still upset post-Vegas about her saying, let's get married at this chapel without telling my dad.
Yeah.
And so he's still upset about this. You know what? I think it's time.
We're just starting it off strong.
Of Reality Gaze Theater. They go to a bar and John.
In Deep Ellum, yeah.
Wagner and Buffy St. Buffy, Puffy Face.
Patrick John
Littlehead
Wagner.
Is you're going to be playing Little
There's Head. Not much Wagner, but I'll play John Patrick and Poodle.
I am
John.
Sorry, I'm wearing short socks. That is very
you day, brought long day socks. I don't
did.
Know why you didn't.
It's very day class say of me.
I don't know. Well, hold on. If we're going to do a theater, then we're going to do a theater.
Oh, we learned how to do that in North Texas.
I did. Can you imagine if one of your old professors, if Dr. Bush was here to
flat.
See
flat. Yeah. Which is what I say. Flat.
True.
Like Alicia Keys. Flat as Alicia Keys.
What would Harold Heiberg
yeah,
say?
Yeah, I just came for her. I swear to God, y'all, if you want evidence, go to any live performance of Alicia Keys, and it will curl your fucking hair.
We don't have time for this.
Sorry. She sounds great because she's got really good engineers.
No, we don't have time. All right, y'all.
This megaphone is like, yes, drag her.
All right.
A whole show where I'll just drag people one after the other after the other.
So...
Anyway,
all right,
let's start this.
And so the only thing Wagner says, he's like, so, Patrick, how was Vegas? And Patrick goes, yeah, Vegas was a lot.
It was a lot.
And so that's action, right?
Action, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Action. I'll be playing John, by the way.
Yeah.
Vegas was a lot.
What happened? What happened in Vegas? Tell me what happened in Vegas.
She wanted me to get married.
I already know. I wanted to hear about it.
Oh, God, he's drunk. She hasn't told her dad.
Just because my face is red don't mean I've been drinking.
Yeah, it's pretty red, bro. It's pretty red, brother. It's pretty rad.
I just, you know,
said that
I'm just going to sit back and be calm the whole time. I'm going to sit back and be calm. I'm going to let you talk all you want, so I'm going to sit back and be calm.
Okay. I don't know why she won't tell her dad where to get. I
mean, she won't tell her father? She won't tell her father? Why won't she tell her fucking father? Oh, my God. I just want to, like, punch something, like a wall.
Calm down, brother. Calm down. Calm down. Don't get Boston, bub. Don't get Boston.
Does he even like you? Does he even fucking like you?
I don't know. I don't know. No man would like that. No man would like
two more beers.
Oh, I mean, it's like, look at me. Look at my hair. Look at my hair. Look at my hair. I'm getting gray.
You look at fucking gray hair all over the place. She's making you crazy, man. She's bleeding you fucking dry.
Well, I just meant... Bro, I just saw one hair. Okay.
You know what? That's like man code. That's like breaking man code.
I mean, look. It's
a red flag. It's a red flag.
But I'm going to take...
Red flag.
I'm going to take that red flag.
Flag.
And I'm going to take it up in the air, and I'm just going to, like, I'm going to superset it till failure. I'm just going to shake it and shake it to the max, and then it's going to be a white flag, and it's going to be a swole white flag.
A swole fucking white flag. We don't talk about... We talk about not, like, white. It makes me, like, reminds me of white socks.
What?
I'd rather red socks than white socks. Go socks!
I don't know what to say. You want to talk to the father?
You need some testicular fortitude. That's what you fucking need. Do you want me to talk to the father? You want me to talk to the father? I can talk to the father. I got a lot of things to say to that motherfucker. Ha! I want to talk to the father. I don't even know if she loves you. I don't know, bro. You're my job to take care of you.
I just...
Two more beers.
And scene.
I have to say, if John was on... John and Patrick were on... If John was a woman and Patrick's mother, they could be on Smothered.
Oh. Which is coming back in August.
But I'm thinking, it's a very interesting... I want you to just think about this for a second. John obviously feels like Patrick's protector, or John obviously feels like he's protector of Patrick for a lot of reasons that are enmeshed trauma. And we all, it is quite obvious John has a problem with alcohol to anyone who's, even blind and deaf people know.
Yeah.
Obviously.
He's struggling.
Yes. Yes, he's struggling. But the point here is... People resent John butting into Patrick's relationship. I do too, but if I think about it, if it's his mom or think about it like a sister, we would not have the same issues.
No.
I was thinking about that today.
No.
And it's a, but this is a very, very, usually it's an Irish Catholic thing, but they're Portuguese / or Brazilian / something. But there is that Boston sense of family protection. So I do believe it. Do I feel that John is a little aggro and crazy and doesn't have a lot going on in his life? Yes.
Yes.
It's codependent, for
it
sure.
Is.
I mean, but they bonded through trauma. I mean, we kind of see that later because
if Patrick goes away, John has no one.
Well, yeah. And that's sad.
It's true.
But so we see later they go back to the house. Or the back of the house, Thais is making food. I will say, this food looks like garbage, doesn't it? It looks terrible.
Okay.
This is what happens when you're a woman that does anal. You don't have to cook. Your husband doesn't care. He doesn't care. Make what you want. He'll eat it.
I would love to argue with you.
This is what my mom's going to tell me after the show. It was funny, but why do you got to say that stuff, Matthew?
I looked... thank you, sir. I looked this up because my first thought was, that's not stroganoff the way I know it. Now, it turns out...
I knew you Googled this, you queerly.
Of course I did. Because the first thing I see, she's like, I'm making stroganoff. I'm like, so where are your noodles, ground beef... Sour cream, it's a Russian dish. turns out there is a Brazilian form of stroganoff.
Ah.
And it does involve ketchup and mustard.
Really?
It seems that there are some other things that she did not put in it. It usually involves sauteing garlic and onion, and then there's cream involved.
Oh, I don't remember usually. This hamburger helper.
And you do use chicken. You do use chicken in it, but it seems like she just popped it in there. And I actually texted my friend who's Brazilian, and I said, is stroganoff's a thing? Do you cook it? He's like, yeah, you don't cook it very long. He's like, and it will get tough, and it's one of the worst things. So I will say, John, who is three sheets to the wind, knew to take that pot off.
He is drunker than a leprechaun at a Notre Dame game.
If anyone came in my kitchen and did this, you're going to overcook it, blah, 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 and took it away, he'd get punched the fuck out.
That was true. It was trolling for him to just jump in.
It was shitty.
It was shitty.
Don't get me wrong.
It was very shitty.
You can separate his addiction from him being an asshole.
Yes.
And he is an asshole.
He is.
But I love doing him as a character, and I don't want it till the end.
And so she's trying to cook, and he's totally trolling her. She finally's like, I can't talk and cook. We got that, Thais. Like, we got that. That's clear. And John's like, it's got multitask. Like, just... But I mean, this is where, like,
I will say, it feels a little scary when he goes at her. However, I don't know if you've ever fought with someone from Boston in the kitchen, because it feels like this every fucking time.
It does, but I bet you Thais feels a little unsafe.
She does.
It made me empathize for her and just think, ugh. It was just.
Well, here's the thing: she could not have found a person who communicates more differently than her, than Boston John. I promise you, could not find someone.
No.
He doesn't give a shit about her understanding him. She can only back up instead of get aggressive with him. It's just not her style. So to recap, Brazilian stroganoff is a thing.
Yeah.
I don't think Patrick liked it very much, but as you said, he's getting anal, so.
But John, it's true.
Oh, well.
So John brings it. He's like, so.
Your dad's getting sweet, sweet pussy.
Oh, wow. And so John confronts her. It's like, so your dad's going to hate my brother. That's what's going to happen. And she is totally caught off guard because she feels like. I do agree with her. I don't think it's John's place to bring this
up. It's not, but I'm telling you, think about it if it was his mom. Replace John with Patrick's mom if he was alive, and see if you find a difference.
I mean, I still don't know if it would be the mother's place to do that.
See, I agree with you, but I'm saying it's easier to imagine. It's really hard to imagine for the brother.
I think we've just watched too many overbearing mothers because of smothered. Like
I don't know what you're talking about, and I haven't. I have one.
I mean, what would Mother Poodle say if she was in the kitchen with Thais?
Call. You know, he tipped the boobs. I just don't even know I'm not going to call my mother. She is in bed
She's in bed. She's in bed.
Y'all, the last time I called her, she sent me a voicemail of the show. And no, my mother would say, I just think that's just unheard of if you're not going to invite your father and talk to your father about it. Now, she would not say that. She would get me alone, and she would say to Thais, how's your daddy? Is he good?
I hope I get to meet him one day.
I know you talk to him all the time, like every day. What does he think about the wedding? And she would go, he doesn't know. Oh, that's a shame. When's he gonna know? Do you think that's fair to my baby? She would never say my baby. She would say my Jaybird.
You know what?
It's okay to my Jaybird.
My mother would say my baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's the way she would go about it. This is a very different way, John is. I agree. It's not great.
It's not.
The next thing is.
That's when they're sitting down to eat and they're eating the food. And John is eating the way, I see this a lot like on, just in television, like something actors do that bother me so much is they eat on television. You know when actors,
they
eat food, but they overeat food because they like want to show you they're eating.
You mean like Emily when she was eating those mashed potatoes?
No, but I mean like actors in films and television shows. That's true. No, that's just Emily.
Remember that?
We didn't have Emily and Kobe this episode.
Y'all, that tongue like retracted like a giraffe.
Yeah.
It's like, goop, 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 goop. And like took in mashed potatoes and took back up to her face.
I know what those are like. Those giraffes at Arbuckle Wilderness will take your arm off. Right? Y'all know it.
Come see the animals at Arbuckle Wilderness. The animals are waiting for you.
You can get mauled by a bison at Arbuckle Wilderness.
The animals are waiting for you.
Da, da, da. That was nice. I had people sing it back.
You sang that theme song once, and I was like, why is that familiar? And I'm like, I lived in fucking North Texas. I heard it on the fucking television.
You did.
And I remembered it.
So John, though, is sitting there eating, going, ah, ah, ah,
He was gross eating.
He was gross eating. And so finally, like, he thought, this will be a good time to talk about his bachelor party. Because he knows that's going to make her crazy. Remember,
oh,
y'all?
Oh, yeah.
Because Patrick cheated, and Thais is going to be just going to be so jealous about that.
Now, this is the thing. She goes away because he's been berating her. She's like hiding behind the door.
Okay.
Waiting.
This is like the fakest hiding. I call for audacity a little
on
this. She literally is. She is hiding like this.
She basically puts a lampshade over her head.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just, like, sits there.
Yeah.
Or do y'all like have, when kids will like hide and seek, they just go like this? My niece and nephew, when they were young, would do that. And I'm like, this is shitty hiding. Y'all need to be taught better. Or they'll like hide in the cabinet and like leave the door open.
Well, it's dark. You like, don't have been in a dark cabinet.
On. No, my brother and I would hide from each other for hours. Because we were good at it.
I bet your mother encouraged that game a lot, so y'all
be quiet. Yeah, because we'd be quiet.
Japer, why don't you go play hide and seek again?
And you would hear, oh, Mom! I am not going to the emergency room tonight. My mother, that was my mother's worst thing. She hated the ER more than anything, and we had to go a lot. Because I would fall, or my brother, or I would like throw rocks at my brother, and my brother would fall. And when I like, I'll tell y'all this one thing: we had a barn, which make us sound like dum dum digga dum ding dum ding ding digga dum ding ding digga dum ding dum. We had a barn, and there was this big hay bale. Like you can jump into this hay bale from the second story of the barn. I put a bunch of rocks. Like the hay pile. it was so awful. And he jumped in and was like, oh! And my mother went, Dreamer, you do something. And just freaked the fuck out.
Did he have to go to the ER?
No, he did bruise his tailbone, though. He shouldn't have jumped butt first. Who does that?
Well, you do on a Saturday night. He learned it from watching you, Poodle. He learned it from watching you.
You will not get that joke if you're like, unless you're over 30.
Yeah.
I learned it by watching you, okay? I learned it by watching you. Remember they told us not to smoke weed?
Yes. I never did, Mother.
And then, they wanted us not to smoke weed. And now, goddamn, can you imagine? Son, don't do fentanyl. Yeah.
Son, were you at Staples again buying those Huff cans?
No. Yeah, I said fentanyl.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow. We wish you're
I will bring it down any possible way I can.
So let's bring it back up with the bachelor party. So John's talking about this bachelor party. And so Patrick's like, so Tyee's like, what do you mean bachelor party? What do you mean? And
you Patrick's know I like, won't let you have a bachelor party. That is not the rules.
And he's like, oh, John was talking about a bachelor. Not me. Not me. John was talking about our bachelor party.
This is why they have a shitty relationship. There is absolutely no honesty between the two of them. Neither one of them really wants to be open to the other.
Between two of who?
Thais and Patrick.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. I didn't know if you were talking about John. There's a lot of relationships happening.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I agree.
There are.
I don't think either of them are open at all, and are open to one another at all. And I actually think that they're both so avoidant.
Yeah.
Of any type of. And really, they kind of make things that wouldn't be such a big deal, they make them bigger because they avoid them so much.
I want to talk about specifically something that's come up, and people have been coming at us about it, and the idea that she doesn't want to tell her father that she's getting married, and that some people say that's okay because she has a toxic relationship with her dad. It's okay. And what I say about that is...
That woman there just went...
No. This is a commonly held thing. People are saying that because I think a lot of people have shitty relationships with their parents, which is okay. I have a decent one with mine. Do I wish it was better? Yes. But the issue here is you're loping your husband in with it, and you don't seem to give a shit.
Yeah.
Also, the idea that you are not your father is the only one you haven't told that you're staying the rest of your life in America with.
Yeah,
and
don't,
also
don't even get past
talk about avoidant. Patrick.
Yeah, she didn't tell her father that she's moving to another country. Daddy, I'm just going on vacation for 3 weeks. That's literally what she
that's
said.
That's a fucking big red flag, and it's a symptom that something is wrong. And that is your first symptom that she's not telling you everything, and she will never tell you everything.
It's also weird that she acts like she does have a great relationship with her father. It'd be different if he was like a dick.
And the thing is, it doesn't seem like she's ever told him about her relationship with her father is anything but amazing.
Yeah.
So that's why he's confused, y'all.
Maybe
because
he doesn't know.
He even thinks her father likes him. Well, he's not the best judge of character.
No.
So.
Patrick, he's like, yeah, we get along okay. Meanwhile, Tyce is like, he hates Patrick.
And the only one thing you need to remember is... they're talking about at the bachelor party. They're like, "So we're gonna get you lots of hookers. Sometimes you want mint chocolate chip.
No,
sometimes
Tyee
you
says,
want chocolate. Sometimes no. You need flavor.
No strippers. I will kill him if he has strippers. Strippers.
Strippers. Whoa, 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 whoa. Exotic dancers."
Exotic
I'm telling
dancers.
You, that motherfucker's got comic timing. And you can't deny it.
I mean, tell me you don't want to see John on Pillow Talk.
Whoa, whoa.
Right?
But it was the way he did it. Whoa, 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 whoa. Strippers. Exotic dancers.
Like, I'm just enjoying John now because he's going to do something terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Where we're not going to be able to talk about
enjoy
it.
Enjoy it now because he's going to like, have a mugshot or,
he'll
like, completely, like, beat the shit out of somebody.
Like,
enjoy it now when he needs to be kicked into the deplorable bit.
Yeah, he'll go in the bucket. He'll go in the bucket.
Because they all wind up being kicked in, y'all. Paul, like, fucking Jeffrey with the nipple tats. They're all kicked in.
God. He's doing well in prison, at least.
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Nipple tat.
Yeah. That's even too gay for us.
I agree. Nipple tats are too
Why
gay
do
for
you
us.
Get circle tats around your nipples?
I just...
Would any straight, and he said he was straight, would any straight man here get a circle tattoo around their nipples in the shape of a sunburst? Some guy in the back. Sir,
if you do, meet me around the corner.
Dresser's over there.
We got something to talk about.
Hey, Poodle's going to
just... Yes, sir. Meet me right around.
Sorry, y'all. I'm off limits. My man's here tonight. So I'm good.
So
I'm not going to point him out. He's a Stedman to my Oprah. You don't need to know.
You know, I don't know if that's the best comparison because they've lived in a sexless marriage for 20 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, how do you not know that?
I thought Oprah and Stedman were doing it and Gail was like the cuckold. I didn't know.
They have been enjoying each other vaginally for years.
Well, hey, live your best life.
So, the last thing she said, this is really interesting, and I think this is one of the scariest quotes of all. I've lived my life alone, and I've never talked to anyone about my life. And if I heard that, I would go exactly what Patrick would do. Welcome to marriage.
Agreed.
And I don't know how these two are going to be able to reconcile that if she can't budge and he can't budge with saying, okay, can you maybe tell me about your relationship with your dad? And if she won't tell him about the eccentricities and the issues that are there, say, I think we need to spend time learning about each other or we need to Splitsville.
Here's the deal. We know that Patrick and John came from this horrible childhood, like absent mother, I think absent father too, right?
The mom had addiction issues.
Yeah, really hard life. And I will say, though, I feel like out of Patrick and Thais, I feel like Thais has more problems to overcome than Patrick with the secretness. I do think that.
See, there is a divide in this. We acknowledge there is a divide here.
Because I feel
here.
Like Patrick at least has some awareness about what he's gone through, but I don't think Thais has any awareness.
Oh, so you think she's a victim?
No, they think Thais doesn't have any awareness.
Oh.
They're agreeing. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
No awareness.
She's kind of like a tabula rasa. It's just like whatever is reflected on her is...
I mean, but she's also like 24.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what a Dutch door was when I was 24. Again, I learned it from watching you.
I did.
Sadly. Yeah, I learned it from watching you.
Y'all. I think it's time for shout outs.
Let's do shout outs.
Well, you know no, you make me want to shout. Kick my heels up and shout.
Cut it, Gary.
All right, cut it, Gary. All right. Before we do shout-outs, I had to be a good gay son. Poodle and I almost had to take two different Ubers because he said, you and your goddamn mother bringing her fucking flowers. I'm going to have a season fit this whole fucking way here.
I did not say that. That is a lie.
So if I won't make her get up. Can one of you go take these flowers to my mother? Hold on. These are for her because they have yellow roses. That's my mama right there in the blue. Mom, go ahead and stand up, mama. Go ahead. Where's my brother? Stand up, Brian. Where's my brother and my nephews? Stand up, Brian. You're drunk. There's my brother over there.
Doesn't this kind of feel like Mother Boy from Arrested Development all of a sudden?
Y'all, my best friend Sean's right there in the white. He's cute, but he's married, so hands off. And then can someone, because I can't, she'll kick my ass. Will someone take these to my Aunt Darla in the back over there? Because you know Aunt Darla will say, where the fuck were my flowers?
Now, I do have to say, someone has to be the best son and best nephew.
Yes,
every
I do.
Time.
In fact, we're going to, because y'all, as y'all know, Aunt Peggy wanted to be here, but she's having cancer treatment again because it is back. But that's okay. So I just wanted to make a video. Darla, don't flip her off. You know, they don't talk. But anyway, I just want to make a video. And I just want to, if y'all just want to leave a message to Aunt Peggy and just say I love you, Aunt Peggy, on three, okay? All right. One, two, three.
We love you, Aunt Peggy.
All right. She'll like that. I'll send that to her. All right. Let's do shout-outs, everybody.
She calls me Alan because I look like the guy. I look like John Cryer from Two and a Half Men. She goes, hey, Alan. I'm like, my name is Jake, Aunt Peggy. That's okay, Alan.
Now ask Aunt Darla about the doublet story. She'll tell you.
All right, I'm reading them on my phone because we printed these out and I forgot them at the hotel.
God, yeah.
Actually, I
here, printed I them put out. It on my iPad. Look at me.
I got it on my phone.
All right. I'll
don't
go
be playing on my phone.
Shout out to my sexy tattooed Scottish boyfriend, Justin.
Where are you?
My boyfriend, Justin.
Oh, there he is.
Thank you for being here with me tonight to see my two favorite queens and for my lifetime ticket on the girth train. Love you, Amanda. I sound like I'm from Scotland, don't I?
No. No.
The same.
No. To Marla, my Belk-loving BFF of 20 years. Y'all, Mother Poodle loves some Belks.
It's true.
Let's pop some champagne soon, Lana. Yay.
Jelly Bean, thanks for coming to see me. Thanks for coming to see my gaze and not looking clueless.
Aw.
Can't wait to raw dog you later.
Because we're in Texas. And
make sure to film it.
You raw dog, and you do it big, because you're an American.
All right.
Shout out.
You're my son, your wife, Sunshine.
Shout out to my life partner, Ray, for taking care of me while my jaw was wired shut. Ray is a chef, and I can't wait to eat all his delicious food. I can't either. Love, Michelle, UNT alumni class of 97.
Shout out to Mike. Thank you for being my date tonight. Even though I know you have no idea what everyone is laughing about. Love, Lori Beth.
Lori Beth.
Lori Beth.
That is such a Texas name, Lori
Beth. Lori Beth, did you get the hymnal from you know, there's church talk with Lori Beth.
Thanks for the thanks for the best grad gift ever. Miss Anna, I wish you were here, but I don't think I could listen to this filth with you in the room. Sarah, B.A.
All right. Shout out to my forever life partner, Tina, for moving me to Oklahoma and proving that Mountain View Mall, the town of Sulphur, and especially Arbuckle Wilderness all actually do exist. You've been to Sulphur. It smells like sulfur, right?
I still doubt the existence of Mountain View Mall because I've only heard sad stories about it.
It's true. Remember when I fell in the fountain at Mountain View Mall and you yelled at me? She was so embarrassed we had to leave Bells.
Again, it's too real.
It's too real. So,
this is mine, I guess.
Yeah.
To my husband, Steven, last time we saw Reality Gaze live in L.A., you got me pregnant. Now it's time for you to get her out of me. Love your wife.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
You know what? Where's Steven and Steven's wife? You're welcome.
Oh, there they are.
I think Poodleine is a lovely name for a girl.
Yeah.
If you haven't chosen
Patty
one.
Patty Ann. All right. Where am I? That distracted me. To my husband, Jeff. Thanks for coming to see these crazy shows with me. At least we have a night without kids. Love you, Stacy.
Amen. To my wonderful dick pig husband, Milton. Thank you for coming to see Maddie and Poodle with me. Happy anniversary. I'll pick you up from Poodle's playpen in the morning.
Oh, there you go. Hey.
Sir, we'll talk after.
You could be straight and be a dick pig. It's a state of mind. Yeah.
You won't be straight in the morning.
All right. Happy 40th birthday to my wife, Shelly.
Happy 40th, Shelly.
Is today the birthday? Today?
Happy Shelly.
Happy 40th. thanks for allowing me to turn you from the conservative Christian I met 22 years ago into the beer-drinking, edible-eating, gay-loving, dick-pig ball of awesomeness that you are today. Love, Adam.
I can, you know, honey, I hate to tell you, but you were always a dick pig. I can see it in your face. You're born a dick pig.
Oh, you got a bald man with a beard. We can't get any hotter. All right, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm in a place. Oh, this is sweet. Shout out to Maddie's family. You raised an awesome queen.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And shout out to my man, Monty. I can't wait to snuggle up with you tonight. Aw.
To my hot husband, thanks for sharing in my love of all things 90 Day and reality gaze. Wake me up in the morning. Love, Molly Ann.
Wake me in the morning.
That's what I said. Wake me in the morning. I misread it. I like that it, oh, it's Molly Ann, and they spelt it phonetically, but I got it. Never know.
Shout out to my own damn self, flying solo on the front row. Congrats, Jake and Maddie, with a magical community you've created. I love you. I love, love, love Darcy with no E.
Oh, yes.
Darcy with no E.
Who came by theirself? Who else came by theirself? You're going to meet friends
Have
tonight,
friends.
Y'all.
Meet friends. Y'all, you will never leave a reality gaze show without friends.
Yep.
This is it's dick piggery at its best.
Shout out to my friend Summer. You always are up for a good time, and I did not fully prepare you for tonight.
Perfect.
Hope you're still talking to me tomorrow, Linda.
Aw. Man, I have two aunts named Linda. Maybe one of them is here. Shout out to Maddie and Poodle. You queens are the best and always make me laugh while I listen to you at work. This is my favorite podcast, and y'all bring joy all the time. Proud dick pig, Stephanie.
Shout out to my BFF and third husband.
Ooh!
Neither of which smell like bologna. May we all get home without a concussion.
I hope that for you, too. Thank you to my husband, Kyle, for coming with me to enjoy my queens talk about this trash. Also, thanks for not letting me drink too much because the 5K run tomorrow might be worse.
Oh, get there it. You go.
Oh, shit. Yes, oh, sir.
Focus.
Sorry.
Thank you, Maddie and Poodle.
Woo! Well done, madam. Well done.
Thank you, Maddie and Poodle, for being so amazing and creating the Sissy Squad, where I was able to reunite with an old friend.
Aww.
So here is to a 30-year reunion with my friend Amanda at no better place than the Reality Gay Show. I love ya. Aww. I love that.
That is so sweet. Congratulations. Where am I?
Megan.
Oh, to Megan. No one says Megan. To Megan.
All right.
I'm sorry. I screamed at you unnecessarily.
Yes. I had a friend named Megan, and we would sit in my bed under my Big Bird poster that said Matt's Nest.
I need to leave that there because I have lots of follow-up questions. To Megan, thanks for leaving your deadbeat baby at home to come see my gays with me. Love, Caleb.
Whoa.
I gotta say, y'all, babies are deadbeats. There is nothing redeeming. They may be cute, but then they're gonna need something 5 minutes later. Fuck that.
Look at his arms and calm down. Shout out to Krista. I'm so sorry Miss Kova finally got a hold of you and you had to miss out on the gays tonight, but get well soon.
Hey, boys.
You covered
me. I know how to get you.
Love your BFF for life, Andy. We're almost
done.
We're getting there.
Mama Down, thanks for coming to see these two fucking crazy queens that I adore. You are always my favorite to let loose and laugh with. Donna Down!
Donna Down!
Hey, Mama Down and Donna Down.
Shout out to my darling daughter, Susie Q, for bringing me tonight so I can cross off another bucket item list.
Yes.
Honey, you need another bucket list than us.
Shout out to me for breaking out of my introvert shell to come along tonight. Welcome home to the Big D, Maddie and Poodle. Love, Grace.
First Grace. Good for you, Grace. Good for you, Grace.
Hi, Grace. Grace, I love your dress. It's like someone put 8 highlighters together in the best way possible.
It's very pretty. All right.
Carl, I'm so excited.
Eliza said my fake gay poodle's family is here. Oh, wait.
No, it's Maddie's.
It's not poodle. It's Maddie.
Oh, Carl, she means...
This made no sense, Eliza. Shoot her, go get daddy. That's from Eliza.
Muchos gracias. You heard that was the worst. I was like, muchos gracias.
You did say that.
Muchos gracias.
We're almost done.
Muchos gracias to David for coming along to see my favorite gays and risking an encounter in Poodle's playpen. Kimberly. Hello, sir.
To my daughter, Virginia, thank you for being my date to see my fabulous queens. Love, Mom.
Big shout out to the three other solo sissies that had the testicular fortitude to meet up with me before the show for dinner tonight. Dallas Dick Pigs Unite, Amanda!
Dallas Dick Pigs Unite! Love it!
Y'all, I gotta say, in all seriousness, the best thing about this podcast, besides the money and being able to like me turn down some gigs that I don't want to do, is watching you guys come together.
Oh, yeah, and that's part.
And actually find people who are like-minded people, because we live in a very fragmented world.
Uh-oh.
And right now I'm getting sappy.
You had too many drinks.
And no. But no, listen, we live in a very fragmented world, and it's easy to isolate yourself and get tribal and only care about people that you only associate with. The more you associate with people who you may not know, we have much more common than we have differences with. So that's what we do this for.
That's true. Last but not least, Julie, I love you. Our friendship and all of the adventures we've had. Fireball shots.
Fireball shots.
From Shannon.
Y'all are getting fucked tonight.
All right, y'all. So before, we just want to say before intermission, again, I just want to say my entire, like, 20 people from Chaparral Acres are here tonight. So you can hear all
that
the stories.
That sounds like a real place.
Just go up and talk to them. Go buy some more merch.
Go buy our shit.
Drink,
get a drink,
we'll
be back in a minute.
All right.
Making me feel so special. Where do I put these nerves? There's no way I...
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in Me Undies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with Me Undies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, Me Undies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hadi! Hadi! Hadi!
thank you so much. Y'all like my boots? I got them from Justin. Literally, Justin, Texas. I did. I got them a long time ago with my daddy. All right, y'all. Come on. Stop talking to my brother. He's told you enough shit. All right. Y'all having a good time? Did Aunt Darla tell y'all a story? Now, she brought her son who looks like Tom Cruise. He's cute. I got cute family members. If any of them are gay, I probably would have had incest because, you know, I got cousins that are married. Anyway, Poodle, I'm stalling. Where the fuck are you, Poodle? Poodle.
I'm right here. Where?
What?
Is there a draft in here?
No.
Sorry, everybody.
Someone didn't get the dance belt. I told you to get a dance belt.
I'm not ashamed of my body.
I can see monkey brains. That's a problem.
You know, I just wanted to come out and say hello to all my friends in the Big D from when I lived here.
Wow.
When I lived as a creature of the night.
What?
Doing what I needed to survive.
What? But what do you mean we...
Picking up what I'm putting down.
Wait. Are you
and I want to tell you about it in song.
Wait, no, we already have the song we picked. We're doing Barbara Mandrell, Sleeping Single in a Double Bed.
Yeah, I cut
that
song.
That's what we talked about.
I cut that song.
What?
It does not resemble my life as much.
What do you mean your life?
I want to sing a song about my life.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know what you're talking about. This is how I talk in Dallas.
Okay.
When I've been up and down the streets of Harry Hines Boulevard.
All right. I only know Harry Hines because my mama used to take me to Sam Moon and say, man, I got that. Yep. She'd say, I got that red Liz Claiborne quote. You know, the buckle with the bubble. I need it in blue, baby. And I'd say, I'm going to look, mama. And that's how you raise a gay son. Anyway. You've never been on Harry Hines Boulevard. You had a boyfriend. You lived in Highland Village.
You're off of script, but that's okay.
You had a boyfriend in Plano Legacy West.
I said
and
I
you had a housekeeper. You were bougie.
Maybe.
You were in the Turtle Creek Corral.
All I know is this was a part of my life I want to talk about. And we're going to sing a song about it right now.
Well, I don't know this song.
Oh, here, just... Take a look at these lyrics here. Watch me as I bend over.
No. Don't.
It's very cold in here, I gotta tell you. Didn't expect this much of a draft in this outfit. Haven't worn it in a while.
You know the weirdest part? Just turn around. He kind of looks womanly from the back, and that's the part that freaks me out. Like, oh, no, keep turning around. There's a couple of straight men out there. You know you want to hit that.
This is an ensemble I call Miss Giddy Up.
Yeah, okay. I call it Toy Story, the porn version.
I've taken many a Woody.
We can't ruin Toy Story for that. We can't ruin Toy Story.
Too late. Too late. So you know what? I'm going to tell you a story about my life. You got the first verse, and we're going to sing about my life on Harry Hines.
All right, just, all right.
Hit it, Gary.
I hate you.
Ooh, turn it up. Ooh, love it. Sing it.
On the back side of Dallas, in a dingy bar, in a worn-out stool, she sits. And her trembling hand fumbles for another. Where did you get a cigarette?
Cigarette. Magic.
She blows a puff of smoke, then settles back, then looks across at the light blue haze. And from the backside of Dallas, her mind goes drifting back to other days.
It's the story of my life. Did I not tell you it wasn't?
This is not your life.
Let me tell you about it. He said, meet me in Dallas on June the 23rd, that letter said.
Okay.
On a greyhound down to this town, I did exactly what he said.
Then suddenly he left me with no need to understand. On the backside of Dallas, a girl must turn her way as best she can.
It's hard to memorize lyrics to your own life, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. Just
it's hard to remember. Sure. I've done so many drugs.
Okay. Sure.
Your turn.
It's a long, long way to Dallas. For a small town girl from the middle of Tennessee. Wait, you're from South Carolina. Wait.
Details.
And a 10th grade education won't get you no kind of job here in Big. Wait, you have two master's degrees.
Hoeing and tricking.
Hunger, pains, and pride are things that just don't go hand in hand. For long, in a backside out of Dallas, a hungry small town girl can find a
She's
home.
Getting into it. She's getting
okay,
into
I'm
it.
Getting into it now. I like this now, because you are a slut.
I know. On the back side of Dallas, nervously she takes another pill. On the back side of Dallas, tonight like every night, she drinks her fill.
Whatever, I like
she
it.
She pays the man behind the bar with nothing but a $20 bill.
If you're ever feeling lonesome, just ask the taxi driver. They know this bitch.
Cause I'm on the back side of Dallas, where every taxi driver knows my name.
I'm on the back side of Dallas, where every taxi driver knows her name.
We're on the back side of Dallas, where every taxi driver knows my name.
Don't worry, it's a fake cigarette crew.
We're going to change clothes. Play him something, Dallas Gary.
Play it, Gary.
Down in New Orleans, the water is boiling, and you know it's getting mighty hot. People are looking, trying to get a bucket, something that they ain't got. They can get it in Dallas. Hometown, hometown of those who care. The people are good, the people are kind. People in Dallas got hair. New York City is a town without pity, and it's known for its lack of love. There ain't no use of calling for help when you're falling. Man, they'll only give you a shove. I'm gonna go back to Dallas. Hometown, hometown of those who care. The people are good, the people are kind. People in Dallas got hair. Heard people warn you, you're losing California. I'm beginning to believe that they're right. People getting to you, lawyers trying to sue you, and the whole place is uptight. I'm gonna go back to Dallas. Hometown, hometown of those who care. People look good, people look kind. People in Dallas got hair. Went up to Chicago, faced an embargo, got beat up and tossed all around. You know they tried to warn me about the people's army. Man, I had to leave that town, gonna get on back to Dallas. Hometown, hometown of Dallas.
Woo, 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 woo. That was people chilly in that breath.
Oh, it's much better. I'm a little more covered up
better.
Now.
Did y'all have a good intermission?
It's so good revisiting my past.
You like had a church job at the Methodist Church in fucking Oak Lawn.
No, I worked at Lover's Lane United Methodist Church, if you know where that is.
Bougie as fuck.
It really was. There was a big deal there when the choir members didn't when sometimes we would stay because the preacher there who was there for a while, he was just so boring and some of us didn't want to stay for the sermon. And it was a huge deal when we would leave. And some of the ones who didn't want to stay were fired. what they're doing now, but I wish them all the best. That's all I've got to say. They were lovely people, I should
say. Lovely people. All right, y'all, are you ready for a Reality Gaze Roundup? Speaking of a Roundup,
it's time to talk about Below Deck.
Below Deck. Below Deck. All right.
Ooh. So oh, yeah, to the islands.
I'm scared to dance in my boots now because I bit it. They're slippery. All right.
Oh, okay.
Panky action.
Okay. Y'all, we had the premiere of, well, Badoo, Below Deck Sailing, or sorry, Below Deck Down Under. Badoo, which is, I'm calling it that, and that's how we're branding it, regardless of what you think.
Like it.
Badoo is coming out July 11th on Bravo. We've already recorded a few episodes.
Yep. And then we've got Below Deck
Below Med. Deck Med is out now.
Which is good.
Okay. Now, y'all know my love of a certain captain named Sandy. She is in rare form. If you haven't watched it on Peacock yet, the crew is very hot. So is the crew of Badoo.
They're all going to sleep with one another.
Oh.
Which is what you want. It's good drama.
But I don't think you realize how hard it is to lead her ship. When I'm watching Rizzoli and Isles, and I'm thinking I would do this just like Rizzoli said.
Mm-hmm.
It's how I know I'm in the right place.
I can't get out today. They're doing a Holly Hunter marathon on USA. Love her.
What do you think about Holly? This is my Holly Hunter. It's also, I've said before, it's also my it's my Holly Hunter, and it's also my, from Silence of the Lambs, it's also my Jodie Foster.
Kind of the
same.
What
do you think about that, Dr. Lecter?
Kind of same.
The lambs were screaming. Their lambs were screaming, Dr. Lecter.
All right, we're getting
is
into a dark area.
Is she a great big fat person? Sorry.
It's good.
Wait. It puts the lotion in the basket. No, it's not.
We had no Silence of the Lambs humor. There's not a lot to talk about except for that it's surprisingly good. Below Deck Down Under is very hot.
If you said I'm not doing Below Deck Med again after last season, I don't blame you. Y'all, I promise you, it's gonna be cuckoo magoo.
It is.
I'm saying it now. Sandy's gonna probably have to fire a bosun.
Yep.
And Courtney comes back. It's a spoiler alert.
Yeah, but Courtney does come back with Z, so you know they're gonna make out.
So, but anyway,
I love that a couple just looked at each other like Courtney.
And Badoo is really good. Below Deck Down Under, because the hot captain, and then the other hot bosun, whose name is Mark.
No, the chef.
No, the chef's hot too.
Jason.
Is it Jason?
Whatever.
Him Mark?
They're all Australian and Kiwi.
I don't know if anybody's watched Severance, but every time I hear the name Mark, I go, Mark? Mark? But why not Mark? Anyway, sorry.
That outfit just brought up too much in you.
I know.
You're teed up now. Because, y'all, the problem is when Poodle wears a slutty outfit, he wants to
it's
get
everything.
Slutty.
Y'all, the costumes are the show.
Can we just talk about Plathville?
Let's talk about Plathville!
Oh, we got some Plathville, hey, in the back. Poodle's favorite song.
I still say, I love it how there's just a Tylenol right there that I have the pill.
Is that a Tylenol?
Yes. Here, give it to me. I need to take it. My back hurts.
Wow. Not a good song, Mariah. All right, thank you.
I hope that was a Tylenol.
Thank you, Gary. Okay.
I just did it a doll. Give me a doll. There you go.
Boy.
Y'all, listen, that song that was just playing was Mariah Plath, Missed Myself. I'm going to tell you now. Y'all know Mariah is me. I am Mariah. But I've got to be honest. Bitch needs a vocal coach.
It's not good.
Her song is bad. Olivia's playing piano in this track, and she's playing with her fists.
It's not good.
It's not bad. Good. She needs intervention. I've said this over and over again. She needs to have like a really terrible relationship with like a Rick Rubin type. Some like drugs, all of it. And then she'll find her fucking voice. Anyway.
Well, maybe Missed Me is the song Mama Plath sings because she's missed her set. Did y'all ever think they were going to get divorced?
Okay.
I've got to say,
y'all, I know I'm not happy about it, but I know you're all out there saying, why is Mama Plath hitting me this season?
I don't know. Who still hates Mama Plath and thinks she's making it up? There's still a lot of people. My sister-in-law Amber's like, she's a bitch. She's a bitch.
But y'all, you got to say it, though. The thing about her now is that Barry has surpassed her in every way possible. And he has revealed himself to be the worst martyr ever in the world. He is terrible. Worse
gross.
Than Jesus.
He's grope. Oh, Lord.
I mean, no, I shouldn't say Jesus was a martyr. He was pretty much a martyr.
Poodle. We're in Texas, remember.
They're going to come for me.
Massachusetts.
Hey, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Jesus, not of his followers, though.
I mean, I've walked around in a loincloth with 12 men. Did that.
That Last Supper was something
okay.
else.
Okay. We can't go
it's
here.
It's a Le Cirque.
We can't. Okay, my mother brought the knitting group here. We can't go here tonight. Y'all say hi to the
go
knitting
where
sugars.
I tell
the
you
knitting
to go.
Sugars. They're all there. You live in Denton. You can join them.
Should we get into...
Let's just do it.
What's next? I forget. Let's go back to the podcast.
Okay, let's get back to the podcast.
Ooh. Almost. Oh, shit. No, we were wrong. Love in Paradise.
Oh, we forgot about Love in Paradise.
Y'all.
Gary just read us for filth, and he was right. Give it up for Gary.
Gary.
Are y'all watching Love in Paradise?
Gary, yes. Gary's sober for the first time in 3 or 4 weeks. So
yeah, well, he's got his kids tomorrow, and they always testing then.
Yeah, he's got to pass the test, yeah. So makes sense.
Makes sense.
Y'all, Love in Paradise, it's on Discovery Plus. It will run on TLC. If you're not watching this, you need help. It is amazing.
It is. Scamwich.
Sandwich.
Those two women. Do you think we're going to... Now, Frankie didn't come to Puerto Vallarta. Do you think Frankie peaced out the rest of the season? Is that the rumor? We don't see him anymore because he figured out it was a mother and daughter scamming
It is
him.
Not mother and daughter.
It is a mother and daughter like Heartbreakers. I know it.
No, it is... It's this. Abby is using this as a way to break up with Gabby and then get married, and then she goes back to the U.S.
But do you think Frankie's friend that goes down there is going to end up getting with them? I think that could happen. They'll just swap. That's what I think.
I love that this woman is just talking to us. She is just...
And this woman walked by with her drink and went, yeah!
God, I love Dallas.
I love Dallas. Been on the South Fork tour.
I will say, y'all are good people. And there are good people everywhere, but I miss it.
Mainly you miss the guys that were freaky.
I also just want to say one more thing about Lip, that the two top dilemma. I'm waiting for Carlos to go single white female on Valentine. Even though Valentine has a lot of problems, I'm waiting for Carlos to flip.
I think I actually agree with that. I could see Carlos getting pushed to the edge.
Me too. And going nuts. Yes. And going like crazy on him and like destroying like his apartment or something, or setting on fire or
okay,
some shit.
Okay, this got dark.
I'd do it.
This got dark. Let's get back
when
to the podcast
set
now. You
heart,
just got
you
too
set
dark.
Someone's house on fire, it means you care.
No. Let's do it.
It's Beanie, y'all. It's Baby Cool. Densi, Densi. Densi, Densi.
Not popular in Ethiopia, apparently.
not famous.
Hey,
according to my Uber driver,
they had a video release party in a Buffalo Wild Wings
on a 19-inch television. Thank you very much, Gary. All right,
thank
y'all.
You, Gary. Y'all, let's get back to this. We're gonna talk about Jabri, and I wrote down Jabri and Chain. And y'all, because his girlfriend, sorry, his girlfriend, his grandmother's lesbian grandmother's name is spelled like Chain, and all I can think of is Chain.
Chain.
Chain. You've Lalu. Been cheating on me, Chain.
Lalu's coming back this month.
Chain.
So ready.
Why are you such a cheater? And don't you like my pussy?
Now, are we doing Jabri and Miona, or are we doing Even
Jabri
Mohammed?
Jabri and... Oh, you're right.
I think we're doing Even Mohammed first.
It is Even Mohammed
that
first.
That slutty outfit went to your head. All right, y'all. Let's talk about Even Mohammed.
I like to ride my bicycle.
Okay. Now, this is my theory. I think Eve did find a good babysitter. I think Mohammed is really good with Theron.
I think he goes into a cell at night, y'all. I think it is a slavery situation, and it is scary. I swear to God.
I think she is locked. Also, though, I think it's because that Mohammed kind of is a child.
I agree with that.
So I feel like they're able to he's just one of those adults who just connects with, and he sounds like a child robot.
But is it wrong to take advantage of a man-child? See?
Yeah.
This is a dilemma.
This is split.
It's a dilemma.
I don't like, but I also don't dislike Muhammad.
I dislike him. I dislike him, but I think she has planned out what she wants, and she is not going to budge from what she wants. She wants her perfect wedding with her Arabian prince.
Yes.
And it's all based on this racist delusion.
I agree.
But
he was very clear to her that he was Muslim, and she...
No, bitch didn't even Google Islam.
She didn't even Google it. Come on.
Who is Allah? Who is Mr. Allah, and what does he have to do with my life?
Also, I just want to say, does Mohammed straighten his hair? Because by the end of this
Mohammed
episode...
Mohammed does everything gay you can with your hair without butt sex.
It's kind of like, you can tell he's been there for a while, and so I think he like got it straightened. That happened to me one time when I was a kid. I tried to straighten my hair with straightener. And
No,
I did.
Okay.
No,
why did you have access to a hair straightener?
Well, no.
As
no,
a
not
child.
A straightener. With like a chemical straightener, I straightened. But I didn't. You realize I used a straightener for African-American hair. That's the one I bought from Walmart. Every black person in the audience just went, fuck. And I know this, y'all, because I combed it the wrong way. And then my best friend Sean's here, he'll tell you, my hair just started falling out. And then I cut my hair like the George Clooney cut, and it became popular. And then my best friend cut his hair like me, and we started a trend. It's true.
You did not start the Caesar cut.
We did. Did we not start the George Clooney haircut trend?
Yeah.
We did.
Ardmore, Oklahoma started the Caesar cut.
It did. Before George Clooney, there was me and Sean. But yeah. I did fry off my hair.
You had the TV career and then left TV to get your film career.
But what happens is his hair's growing out now, but the bottom of it is curly.
This is so uninteresting
to me. I just need to know. Does he straighten it?
I want to talk about this. I want to talk about the fact that the lyrics of the song they were playing were things like, I'm going to eat some alien meat. I'm going to see some people today. I'm going to go on my bike. Fuck you. And it was just weird. And I was like, this sounds like the strangest collection of lyrics. And it was like weird.
It was very weird.
There was my closed captioning said something about alien meat or meat. And I went... Dog meat. Thank you.
Oh, maybe it was a Space Cash song.
I think this woman does stuff for the blind or the deaf because she knew every single lyric of this song.
Did.
It was.
It was.
So, but anyway, it was weird.
So, y'all, just know this. Muhammad is really kind of, they're going to this ninja thing with Theron because he really enjoys it. I will say, it is when people, when especially kids with disabilities can use their bodies, it is such a great, like, thing for them because you're actually, it's serotonin and you're getting all the energy out that you have. Whenever I've worked in, like, camps when we were dealing with people with disabilities, the best thing is give them one of the scavenger hunt because it just makes all that energy burn up. And then it's like, thank God we get a little break. So I understand it. And so it's good to see Muhammad interacting with her son. But at one point he's like, if you're a good person, if you're not a good person, Theron is going to know. I'm like, Theron's not Samanthrum from Bewitched.
He's not. He's not going to know. If you're nice
he's
to him.
He's not someone from Game of Thrones.
No, he's not that red witch
he's
with
not
the necklace.
He's not the red woman.
No.
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 No. And
he's not even Gladys Kravitz, speaking of Bewitched.
He is not Gladys Kravitz. So they're of course fighting on the way home because she's like,
I don't think Muhammad that
we've got to delay the wedding another month because we can't have the most perfect, beautiful wedding that I want. So we've got to delay it a whole month.
I've got to say this. You are 46 years old. 48.
48.
I think it's time to maybe budge on the wedding of your dreams. I think it's maybe time to budge and say, you know what? Maybe a courthouse wedding so you can get your green card. Then we will have such a great time at our big thing we throw. You can work. We will do everything like that. I don't think we're going to have your white wedding dress.
No.
And your parents, who I assume are dead, because you're 40 fucking eight. That's not true. That's not true. But
we don't know.
Y'all, her grandmother is not alive. Let's be honest. Her grandmother is not going to walk down that aisle with her.
I just think how you have a partner who wants to get married so he can work and contribute
this
to the household.
This is fuckery. Absolute fuckery.
Wait, why would you not want him to get a job? Would it be because you would have to hire daycare?
Yes!
Yes. Yes.
I screamed when she had a problem with this. I screamed.
Here Muhammad wants to do, and so he just, I like, it's more and more clues why I'm pretty sure Muhammad is gay, because he's quiet, but then he gets sassy, and he'll say, he'll go, oh, maybe you don't want to get married.
Yeah, she's shady as fuck.
And he kind of does his lips, like.
She's got a shade to her.
Yeah.
I guess you don't want to get married to me, snap, snap, snap.
I'm telling you. She would kill on Raging Stallion, a whole new career.
So, y'all,
it's true.
He is meeting his friend Rafay from the mosque,
who is paid to be here. He doesn't have any friends,
and he says,
"I'm watching Theron the whole time, and nobody is helping me."
Y'all, you're right. He is a complete child.
He is.
And what we forgot that one of the reasons why he's the most upset at why she's pushed the wedding back, he can't go see his mommy. He needs to go see his mama.
And who loves their mother more than a gay son? It's true. It's true. I love that my mom just went... But it's true. It's true.
So.
Someone just snorted.
So he's basically saying things like, the wedding isn't the important thing. She says things like, what do you want to do? Just sign some paperwork? How can that be? And I'm like, yeah, you're 48.
Yes, that's what but remember, she's 48, she wants her dream wedding, and she thinks she'll probably get pregnant naturally. She does think this, y'all. Remember.
Eve is one of those people you want to go, and just shake the fuck out of her.
She she is your friend that every year you have to celebrate her birthday week.
Oh!
That's Eve, y'all.
Her squad is something else, too.
Yeah, like can't get in the squad.
They all got their boobies out.
So Mohammed's just, so yeah, so he's, and so he's talking to his, and really there's not, he just says, she's complaining that she's responsible for me all the time, but yet I want to work. I have dreams. I have, oh, sorry, my power fell off.
He starts
to cry, though.
He's talking about his mom. He said, the one thing that gives me joy in this world is taking care of my mom. That's great, but I would hope you would find something else in life that would...
Well, Poodle,
maybe
what?
Pattern making or needlepoint or something in this life.
What would your mother say if she heard you say that, though?
If she heard me say there's nothing... Mama, Chapert, I thought that something... You don't need to sit with me all the time. I am fine. I'm fine with being independent with my life. But
if you didn't, she would...
Yes, but she also said, I just hope that I just hate that I raised you so damn independent. God.
She has said that to me.
My mother has said, I guess it was my fault for
raising him independent. He moved across the country away from me. She said that to me.
My mother kind of sounds like Darcy, the way we do her.
Yes. All right.
Let's talk a little bit about...
Wait, but I will say, another thing in the gay theory, Mohammed Ensign says, he looks right at Rafay and says... Maybe I have to get another sponsor. I'm calling it now. He's going to get a man to sponsor him and get gay married.
I've always depended upon the kindness of strangers.
Just imagine him going,
put down that lampshade, the lighting for me.
And he'll spend one night...
Stanley Kowalski, you brute.
No, probably you'll spend one night with Rafay and get dicked down, and the next day be like, that was good. I found my voice.
I'm bird.
All right.
Should we talk about gibberish and
gibberish and moaning? Or as my brother says, that hot bitch. He's going to get mad because...
Who did not look like that 6 or 7 years ago.
No.
Wow. Y'all, if you see, if that picture has been passed around, if you see an earlier picture of Miona, you're just like, wow.
I mean, clearly she looked like a different race because now she's blackfish.
No.
But even on top of that, it's like, it's a different nose. It's like she looks.
She shaved off her chin so it's less Habsburg.
Yeah. Like less, there's been serious work. At a very young age. But you know what? Good for her.
I just brought the Habsburgs. Why not bring up a European dynasty?
Yeah.
A lot of inbreeding in the Habsburgs.
All right. So Jabri's with... Jabri is with...
I'm sorry. I only have to say that because I was talking about Southern Charm, and I wrote down about Cousin Marcy. And I wrote down that Cousin Marcy has a Habsburg jaw. Because if you've ever seen it, it's like a jaw that juts out because of inbreeding. Because you've been such a nice family. This is terrible.
Weird, I'm
alienating everyone.
No one knows what
Move
we're
on.
About. Move on. Okay.
I'm a terrible person.
You are. So Jabri is driving down the highway.
Go to see Grandma Shane.
Shane. And... He and Miona aren't really talking, and he's like, you know, I don't know. When I was with Miona before,
That's a great impression. I don't know. When I was with Miona before.
She's complaining, you know. She's not working on a dream. She's not working on a brand.
She's not being wildly imaginative.
He literally said she's not working on her brand. He said this on national TV. Wow.
So y'all, I have rarely been so annoyed by someone on a show. I don't despise him the way I do a lot of people, but He exhausts me.
He's exhausting.
That's why this couple has no stakes for me. And that's kind of shitty to say because I look like I'm bored by it, but I am. So, because what am I going to say? I know they're already married, by the way.
No,
sorry if I ruined everything.
That's the rumor. We don't know that for sure.
I will ruin everything you love.
That's the rumor. We don't know it for sure. But so Grandma
hurt my head hitting my microphone.
They're sitting up on a rock, and Grandma says, "How are you doing? How are you feeling about getting married?" She said, "I don't see that joy with you." And then Jabri goes in and lists all the joyous things that he misses from Miona.
It's a really, really heartfelt list.
Yeah, let us count the ways that Jabri loves Miona, shall we?
You know what?
One, Poodle. What's one?
I just love the way she's such a go-getter, and she's always, like, finding new followers.
Yeah. 30,000 followers in her small town.
In her own small town. She had 30,000 followers.
He also said, and I just love the way she knows how to take pictures.
I mean, like, every time he's talking, I want to throw myself further down a flight of stairs. Yeah. Everything makes me more and more angry.
She doesn't smoke or drink, which is a
what is this?
Which
this
is
weird?
Pissing Poodle off.
And no. The thing is, like, he paints this picture of this perfect woman he's built up, and I'm thinking, you're an asshole.
Well, he even says, "I love the way she marketed herself." He doesn't say anything about the qualities of Miona. He's
because he doesn't know her.
Well, I just realized, oh my God, they're in love with each other's Instagram.
Yes.
And not
yes,
the
yes,
person.
Yes, yes, yes.
They're in love with the Instagram. Yes.
Well done. Well done. Well done.
It happens.
So he's Grandma basically says, "I don't see joy in you, and it worries me that blah, blah, blah."
Grandma, I got a dream, Grandma. I got a dream.
And he says, right now she's relying on me. And he's like, "I just don't have the space to create, Grandma."
I got to marry the music, Grandma. I got to marry the music.
Y'all, this is all from a short film you write your freshman year of film studies.
Yeah.
When you have your conversation with your wise grandma.
I don't even say
this is the conversation, I want to die watching it.
I want to say junior year of high school even.
That's even worse.
Because he even goes on to says, I'm the star of my movie. She's the star of her movie. Can't we just co-star together?
Like, how are people not screaming at home and turning off the television?
Straight people be crazy.
The thing is, they are straight because they're not real people. That's the thing. Neither of these people are real. They are weird, like JPEGs of people.
And then to
they're
top,
not even real.
They are JPEGs of people.
They're JPEGs.
And then we go see him and Miona eat, and they're both wearing these same fucking
Those
ridiculous
fucking
cardigans.
That looks, my shoe's untied. That looks straight out of Taos, New Mexico.
Yes.
It's very lesbian.
It is some Pendleton bullshit, which I normally can kind of get into a little bit, but these were not cute. Why don't you tie your shoe? I can't get up because I'll fall again. So they sit there and Jabri says, "Look, I..." Please
God, these
don't
fucking
be,
cardigans. I said, want to die.
Miona, please don't be a distraction. Please don't. I got to marry. I got to be with the art. I got to create. I can't. And
I'd be like, okay, I'm going to walk. Great.
And she's like, okay, I'll be better. And he said, "Where are you with the wedding?" And she goes, "Beach wedding only. I will not compromise."
And he said, here's what he said. "You haven't compromised once." I'm like, she's in South Dakota.
Yeah. She moved
that
from
is
Serbia
the biggest
to
compromise
South fucking
ever.
Dakota. And Jabri.
And she's already compromised on her race.
Yeah. No shit.
That was shady as fuck, but
it was
I stand
shady
by
as fuck,
it.
But true. And Jabri said, Miona, I don't want a princess. I want a queen.
Oh, I want to die.
It's this grandiose talk, and nothing is real and based in actual.
It is It was from his spec script for Power.
If you are
that he
dating,
was doing, if you've seen the Starz show Power, this is a spec script from a scene from Power that he wrote.
I've watched some episodes of that.
Yeah, you watched it when jerking off, I'm sure. Yeah.
But I will say, this conversation, the way he thinks about it, this is a man who will marry you. You will get pregnant and have to deal with real life of a child, and he will cheat
on you. He will not even be aware.
Instagram woman.
You
know,
he will cheat on you and defend it.
And defend it because that you became a different person when you had to feed your baby at fucking 2 in the morning and he was making music.
Never thought I would say this.
He will cheat on her.
I am team Miona Kardashian.
Ish. She's. I'm not team her because she's a terrible troll.
She
on
is
Twitter.
A terrible troll.
Terrible troll.
Media.
And quite mean.
But on the show, I'm saying she kind of looks at him and goes, "I am not bougie Jibri. I am Serbian." I will say this: Has anyone known Serbians in real life? They are the driest motherfuckers in the world, and they will tell you exactly what they think.
They will. It's like when he says, "I just don't know about my wedding."
Our wedding.
No, she says my wedding. He's like, our wedding.
No. He said my wedding, and she said our wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Our wedding.
But he kept saying, stop. But anyway, this is the thing. Y'all, they're going to get married. They're already married. But everything in me wants to do one of these Stephanie interventions, which I call it. We're just like to stand in front of both of them and go, "No, what? Who are you really? Who are you really? Come on. Tell me who you are really." Just like shake them. It's like, just give me one thing that's true. One thick fucking thing you actually believe in.
That's true.
And I believe it'd be hard for him. I think I'd get it out of her easier. But
I'd support that show, Getting Real with Poods. Wearing that fucking slutty Toy Story outfit and saying, "If you don't tell me the truth, I'm going to show you my nuts." Because they're right here.
If you don't tell me the truth,
about to pop out.
The panty line goes up this much more.
And they go, no.
You're going to see brain in about 4 seconds.
They go, "I have nothing redeeming. I have nothing." You go, "I told you."
Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show, everybody. That's
oh
the show.
Oh, my God.
All right, everybody. Okay, so we want to thank, y'all got here late, so we started late. So we know some of y'all got sitters. So we hope that
Wait, what's happening?
Well, we're going to just talk about, we're going to do some little thank yous and thank
people. Oh, no, but I was like, what are you saying?
No, we just want to, again, thank you to the studio, the factory. This has been
This
is our most favorite venue we've been to. They've been everybody here has been so, so wonderful, so nice. I'm not going to remember all the
Mark,
names.
Mark, Bree, and Kelly, and all the staff at the factory.
Gary, not yet.
Thank you, Gary. Y'all, Gary is so on it because he's just so ready to go see his kids.
He's like, "Fuck, God."
He put his kids to bed tonight. So, but I just want to say, and Chase, Frankie over here, and Mauricio in the booth. Carly doing merch back there.
Yeah.
Kristen, our booker, who booked us in Texas in July.
Yes. And thank you again to all my family and friends. Thank you to my college best friend,
thank
Julie.
You, everybody.
Who drove from Austin and is driving us to our Austin show tomorrow.
Oh, my God. You've been right there the whole time.
Her and Chris. And we have to do a podcast in their car tomorrow. I'm excited. Poodle's terrified.
I hate car podcasts.
He does.
Thank but you know, as long as you're not driving, I'm
That's
okay.
True. Shout out to Sarah and our whole team at Acast, our podcast network. We appreciate you so much.
Jackie and the Sissy Squad mods.
Do we have any
Facebook
mods
group.
Here tonight? Any mods?
Join our. We have one in Austin.
Austin, okay. Yeah.
And our sissy team, Christina, who does our memes, Caitlin, who does our TikTok and Reddit, and Patrick, our tech queen. And the show is dedicated to you guys.
Really?
Because let's just get real. Our lives basically changed in the last couple of years because of you guys. And we would not be on a national tour.
I know. And they don't.
And we're just really honored to be able to have fun and just make things lighter and to talk about things and to talk about our own views of things. And, like, it's been both of our dreams, I think.
Yes. It's a dream come true, and it's truthfully all because of y'all. Maybe now my family will believe it's real. Your mom still doesn't. She doesn't think it's real.
My mother still says, and people pay to see you?
She doesn't get it at all.
She still doesn't. My mother with Cameo boggles my mother's brain. She's like, but if I buy Cameo, will you call me more?
She did say that.
No, I'll reject it.
So we know.
That's ugly. That's not true. Called her earlier today. Earlier. So tonight, you guys, we hope you've been able to forget your troubles despite this oppressive heat. Not yet, Gary. Almost.
He's like, hurry the fuck up.
Gary's got a hard on. He needs to go to Taco Bueno tonight.
He said, I'm going to Taco Bueno. My wife's going to go to sleep, and my favorite chatterbait person is going online at 11:30. Sorry, that got dark.
I forgot. I needed to talk about something that someone told me about. I'll talk about it in Austin.
Okay.
It's a site called Sniffies.
We can't get
into this
now.
That I just heard about, that you can see, like, penises everywhere.
No, we can't. You are ruining this sweet ending. No.
I'm ruining everything. I was going to say, we hope this night has been lovely and that you guys have felt a little more hopeful tonight, and because we're still in the shit. We're still in the middle of this. We're still in a lot of shit. And what I want, and...
But we're not alone in the shit.
Stay alert, stay active, but stay hopeful. That is the most important thing you can do. Don't lose hope, because hope is a thing that feathers, that lives inside you.
True.
And let that keep you through. And remember that we're with you. And keep the funk going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens.
Now hit it, Gary.
So long, sad times. Go long, bad times. We're free of you at last.
Howdy, gay days. Cloudy, gray days. You are now a thing of the past.
Thanks, Dallas.
Love you, Dallas. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy.
Saw here again.
We're gonna chase all
the skies above are clear again.
Shout hallelujah, come on.
So let's sing happy. A song of cheer again.
We're headed for
happy
the judge.
Here again.
The sun is shining.
All together.
Get happy.
Shouting now.
The Lord is waiting.
There's no one who can doubt it now.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's sing a
happy.
Song about it now.
We're going to
happy
the cross.
Here again.
Take it.
We're headed across the river. Soon your cares will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now on.
From now on. Forget the troubles. Come on, get happy.
So here again.
We're gonna chase
all
your
cares. So clear and bright again.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's sing a song
happy.
Of cheer again.
Happy times.
Happy times.
Happy nights.
Happy nights.
Happy days. Ah,
hey.
Ah, yeah.
you very much.
Thank you, Dallas.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.